You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
So what do you think, Jim?
So you'll be leading people down from the Green to the Jubilee Field?
10 minutes before each new event in the Games. That's it.
In which case, I should stick to the Sky Boat Song, Jazza.
Oh.
And perhaps Amazing Grace.
But do you not think...
No. Some tunes lend themselves to the bagpipes.
Aye.
I Fought the Law does not.
You're early, aren't you?
Oh, I'm helping Alistair set up the coconut shy.
Oh, save one for me. I'll be along later.
Yeah, will do. Listen, Kenton, I meant what I said on the phone.
Well, I was going to come round and tell you.
There's no need. If you get engaged to the Cayley, it doesn't stay secret for long.
Yeah, well, I didn't plan it that way, Dave.
Ruth and I are really pleased for you. And the kids.
Oh, thanks, mate. Mum's thrilled too, luckily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, everyone will be.
Last box. Where do you want it, Mum?
Under the stall.
Oh, not so loud.
Still got a headache?
Yeah, might have.
Serves you right. Oh, careful, Jamie.
Sorry, but come on, it's only manky old plates.
I know.
Half of them are chipped already.
Well, that's why I'm keeping them in reserve. When Toby said he got some stuff for the White Elephant...
Your boss, Toby?
Well, ex-boss. I thought it would be better than this. But I suppose if he's in a hurry to move to his new job...
What is he like?
Who? Oh.
Any excuse to put on a kilt.
He certainly looks the part with the bagpipes. Can he actually play them?
I learned a bit as a kid, I think.
And that's an even more impressive tartan.
What?
The chap with him. He looks quite familiar.
Oh, that must be Doogie, the guy who's opening the fete.
Oh, is Jazza taking the mickey about that?
How?
Well, is Doogie really the head of a clan? It's not a very common name, is it? I don't think I've ever heard of a clan called...
Hard luck, Linda.
Well, I'm getting better.
You're bound to hit one eventually.
Let's see.
Oh.
Pity.
I was so close.
You want another go?
Well, no, I'm afraid not, David. I'm saving my pennies for a porridge spurtle.
Oh. Oh, from the Celtic craft store.
Have you seen it, Pam?
Well, I had a quick look.
Isn't it tempting?
Oh, the jewellery looks amazing.
I know. I shall have to exercise great self-restraint.
I think I'll have another look if I've got time.
How's the beer tent going?
Busy. I said I'd give Clary a break in half an hour.
Oh, that's good of you.
Oh, well.
Gonna try and win a coconut, then?
Well, I suppose I'd better.
Oh, Amazing Grace. Again.
Yeah. Next game must be starting.
It's nearly 2:15. Tossing the cabre.
Aren't you gonna have a go at that?
Well, if I get down in time, yeah. I'm waiting for Alistair to take over.
That's so weird.
What?
You're both going to be my uncles. Ta.
It is a rare and special privilege, Fallon.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
So can I stand near the coconuts?
You're not trying to lob it as far as you can, Eddie. It's how the keeper falls that counts.
Okay.
Ideally, top towards you, bottom facing away.
Right.
Imagine the hour hand on a clock.
A perfect attempt is 12 o'clock.
If it falls to one side, Jazza scores it according to the angle.
11 o'clock's better than 10, and so on.
Got it, I think. Right then.
Come on, Eddie.
It's wobbly, isn't it?
It's a chopstick next to a real caber.
Let's give him some support, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Eck.
That's about 7:15 and rolling over for a lie-in.
Oh.
I'll get it, Eddie. I'm next.
Not even close to Doogie's score.
Aye. Mad about winning that guy.
Well, he certainly showed you and Edward up at the sheaf toss.
I didn't think he was going to go in for all the games himself.
Ready when you are.
You know what you're doing, Jamie?
I think so.
Hey, come on, everybody. Make some noise for Ambridge's finest.
Nice one.
Yes.
That is 12 o'clock.
It's a lovely pattern, Cathy.
Yeah. One's cracked, I'm afraid.
Perhaps they wouldn't be to Robert's taste.
Where is he?
Putting in a shift on the Basher Rat. Oh, dear.
Fancy giving that as a tombola prize.
Trust Tilly Button to win it.
But we mustn't grumble.
No.
It's going very well otherwise. Mm. Though you can hear too much of Amazing Grace.
Marginally preferable to the Sky Boat Song, Lost with All Hands in Jazz's rendition.
Yes.
And I wasn't very impressed by the opening speech.
You know, I keep thinking I recognise Doogie from somewhere.
I'm still not convinced he's a genuine article.
No.
I've read a lot of Scottish history, but I've never seen a reference to the Clan Mac...
Tilly! You'll give everyone a headache.
But you're right. I mustn't complain. I've done very well this afternoon. Apart from the spurtle, I found this little treasure.
Ooh, what a lovely brooch.
Mm, from the Celtic store. A stylized heron and fish.
That's it! A better Borset batter.
Sorry?
That's where I've seen Doogie before. The chip shop near the George Hotel. What? It's been nagging away at me all afternoon.
I knew it. He's no more a clan chief than you or I.
Oh, well.
Simply some drinking buddy Jazz has roped in to make fun of us all. Well, we'll soon see about that.
Now for the second bout of the Madeliesk. Sit down, gents.
Right. Prepare for battle, Eddie.
Oh, you'll have a job shifting me.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Right. Same as before. Right. Feet together. Take hold of the stick.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Help me count them in. One, two, three. Ball!
Go on, get stuck in.
Can you come over here, please?
Hey.
I need a word.
Robert? I'm busy.
You should be thoroughly ashamed of yourself.
What?
Of course I had my doubts from the start, serious doubts. But in a spirit of goodwill, I kept them to myself. Now, I wish I'd spoken up.
Yonabut.
You, taking advantage of the fake committee's ingenuousness, leading us a merry dance towards ridicule and infamy.
You made me miss the finish.
Never mind the finish.
Could have gone either way.
You're finished, Jazza. You will never be trusted in this village again. Not once everyone realises how completely you've misled us, as I'm about to make sure.
Linda!
Come on, Jazza, next bow.
Oh, aye.
There you go, Jim.
Thank you, my dear. Never was a pint more well earned.
Oh?
There you are. I think that's right.
Are you okay if I run back for some tonics, Frank?
Yes, it's fine, Kenton. We're quietening down.
Okay, well, I won't be a minute.
I achieved the ambition of a lifetime. I managed to dunk the vicar.
Oh, right. Is that why everyone was cheering?
He made a very satisfying splash.
I wouldn't mind dunking Tilly Button.
Oh, yes. The old adage, never mix brownies and air horns.
Fallon, yeah. Is Kenton around?
No, but I'll serve you.
I don't want a drink. I want to borrow the PA. I need to make a very important announcement.
What's that?
It's about Doogie Mc... He isn't a real clan chief.
What?
Yes, he is.
He can't be. He serves fish and chips.
What's that got to do with it? He's done a lot of research into his background.
Yeah, you would do, with such an unusual surname.
He comes from a long line of Scottish ancestors.
Oh.
And he's convinced he has a strong case for founding a new clan. The Clan
Yes, I got him, I've done the vicar.
Well, there goes Alan again.
He's starting making it official. So, Jazza was more or less telling the truth.
Oh, dear.
Why? You haven't said anything, have you?
Never mind, Jamie.
I'm so close to beating him.
It was a good bout.
Maybe if I'd just gone easier on the shots last night.
Ah, you've got to celebrate a birthday. And Dougie is good.
Too good.
At least you stopped him making a clean sweep.
I suppose.
He won everything else. But he never made 12 o'clock.
Jazza! Jazza!
What new hen?
I owe you an apology, Jazza, for my outburst earlier.
Don't worry yourself.
It was unforgivable.
What's this?
I hadn't realised Doogie was the real thing.
Forgiven and forgotten.
Really?
Job done as far as I'm concerned. I stopped you slavering the games with a load of old poetry.
That would have killed it.
Poetry can be very rewarding.
Aye, if it's be Burns maybe, or Plan B.
You want me to start collecting the gear?
Aye, plonk it up at the side of the road, would you?
Okay.
Does Doogie like Rabbi Burns?
I don't know. I guess so.
It'd be quite something. An almost real clan chief addressing the haggis at my next Burns night supper.
Doogie, run at your place?
Yes. Should I ask him, do you think?
Oh, aye, Linda. I'm sure it'd make his day.
Oh, I love that.
Hmm?
The smell at the end of a fete, huh?
Oh.
Candy floss, toffee apples, cider and beer.
Yeah.
The naked fear of the people Tilly Button crept up on.
It's been a good day, isn't it?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Manic in here, though. Mm.
Fallon?
Yeah?
You are okay about me and your mum?
Oh, don't be daft. Don't need to ask.
No, no, hey, I just want to be sure.
Okay. Well, I think you're a good laugh, Kenton. And you've got a big heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not fishing for compliments.
And then best of all, you make Mum happy. Really happy. So I'm thrilled you're getting married.
Honestly?
Oh, look, if I sat down and drew what I wanted, I couldn't ask for a better stepdad. So welcome to the family.
Hey.
You coming or going, Lillian?
Oh, I was just off to Borchester.
Oh, I knew I should have rung.
What is it, Gillian?
I thought I'd see you at the fete yesterday.
Oh, no.
I was dying to tell you my news.
What news?
We hadn't heard. It's all round the village.
Well, I didn't get out much over the weekend.
Well, Kenton popped the question on Friday. I said yes.
You're getting married.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
I was going to ring you, but then I thought...
No.
You know, I wanted to tell you in person.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, darling. Oh.
I don't know what we're letting ourselves in for, but, you know, we've decided to go for it.
It's marvellous. Look, come on in a minute.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, it is. Come on.
When are you picking him up, William?
Saturday, most likely.
Is another Springer?
Yeah, from a decent line of working dogs.
Yeah, want me to take these further into the bin?
No, Dad, let's unload all the crates first.
Yep, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll feel easier letting them out once I've closed the gate.
Oh, you have filled the uppers.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to lose half the poles soon as we release them.
Hey, you know Fat Paul fancies being a beater again sometime?
Does he?
Yeah, told me yesterday.
Oh, I'll put him back on the list.
That was a cheat, though, weren't it? Neil getting him to anchor for the bell ringers.
Oh. It was a brilliant tug of war, though.
Oh, yeah, very close.
Yeah, I thought the cricket team had got it.
Well, you would have, except for Paul. When's he ever been near a belfry?
Right, if if I move these down towards your end...
Yeah, go on then. Like I told Neil,
he was the wrong sort of ringer. Do you hear that? The wrong sort of ringer.
Yes, Dad.
Yeah, Neil weren't very impressed, no, is he?
It was a real good day. The fate and the games.
Yeah, your lot had fun.
Oh, the kids love anything like that. Mia must have ate her own body weight in candy floss.
And Nick was enjoying herself. I've never seen her look so well. She had a real glow about her. Suits her being pregnant.
Well, that's what everyone says. But she don't think so.
No.
Can't stand the heat at the moment. As soon as it warms up, she starts melting.
Any nearer setting on a name for the little one?
Oh, we're still throwing all sorts of ideas around. There was one we had a real tussle about.
Well, you must have some idea.
Not really.
Autumn? Next spring?
Well, we haven't had time to discuss the whens and wheres yet. Been too busy.
Well, when you decide, I want to be the first to know.
Aww.
And is it going to be Archer or Pearl?
Oh, Archer, of course. We're doing it properly.
Plenty of women keep their own name these days.
Go back to Doreen Rogers? Oh, I don't think so.
Perhaps not.
Now, that's the one thing I have decided, along with wanting an engagement ring, before we do anything else.
Yeah, quite right.
I have an idea what I'm after, but do you actually see what's out there? Mm. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm holding you up, aren't I?
No, not at all. No,
I know you've got to get off.
No, I was listening.
No, it's okay.
I don't have to leave for a little while yet. It's just... well, I've got a rather awkward problem to sort out.
With the asbestos?
No, though that's turning into a nightmare as well.
Oh?
The specialist took a sample this morning. We can't do anything till we know what kind it is.
Oh. How long will that take?
In a couple of days. If it's brown or blue, we're in real trouble.
Oh.
They're notifiable, apparently, which means a huge delay while we find a licensed contractor.
Oh, Lord.
But that's not what I'm going into Borchester for.
No?
We've had a cheque bounce.
Oh.
Final payment for a big refurb in Matcham. And when I checked the balance, no wonder.
Not good news.
Way below where I thought.
Well, how come?
I don't know. And I couldn't look at the statement online. There was some glitch.
Computers, eh?
Yeah, so I've made an appointment to see our business advisor. I've got to find out what's happening.
I'm making a note now.
Good of you to chase it up, Linda.
Well, I've had experience of Borsetshire astronomers before.
So I don't need to contact them again?
No.
Well, thanks for that. I'll get on with juggling the rooms for this party from Texas.
Mr. Podger may ring the day before to confirm.
Huh?
No, for his peace of mind, not ours, Oliver.
Where are we with the parking bays?
Weather permitting, Thursday.
Good.
Actually, if we have a chance to go out later, there's something I'd like to suggest about that.
Well, perhaps when I've resolved the room problem and looked in on the swimming pool.
Well, if you do the rooms, I'll run through the bistro bookings. Ah, how's Caroline?
Still in a lot of pain.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's useful. Yes, her hates being stuck in bed so much.
Mm. Is the calamine lotion helping?
A little. Hmm. I did feel guilty about going to the fete without her yesterday. Didn't stay long.
Oh, the tombola raised another £60 for the organ fund.
Oh, all to the good.
And the BHCT have donated another £200.
The who?
Borsetshire Historical Churches Trust.
Ah. Well, I wish I could have stayed longer. The stone put was great fun. I was sorry to miss the lazy stick. The Nathan Booth Richard Thwaite bout seems to have passed into legend.
The whole event went surprisingly well.
Yeah. Ah, no.
Not what we've come to expect from Kenton and Jazza, but credit where it's due.
Ah, I think that satisfies everyone. Those who want ground floor and those who want views.
Well done. I suspect Logan McGregor would have made a better opening speech.
Ah, your poet.
His villanelle on the fleeting, doomed nature of summer joy would have been very apropos.
Ambridge seemed to muddle through fairly well without it.
These are the last.
Oh, still a bit nervous about coming out?
Yeah. Want me to give them the hurry-up?
No, oh, it's better if they do it by themselves, Dad. They'll be less stressed.
You're in no rush, then?
No. I'm not bringing any more up today. I need to get back for my meeting later.
Who with?
Brian and Martin Gibson.
Oh.
Ah, more of a chat, really. They want to talk through some of the corporates we're inviting this year. But if you need to get out...
No, no, no. I'm not due at Brookfield for ages yet.
They giving you anything over harvest?
Should get some trailer work. Well, they wanted me Thursday, but of course I'm at the market.
Ooh, will Mum be able to look after the kids Thursday tea time?
Dunno, probably.
Well, Nick's at the dentist then.
You'll have to ask her. Right. Oh, your Mum was wondering where she's planning to have the baby.
Hospital. Same as with Jake and Mia.
Oh, there they go.
Well, there's still one hanging back.
I was thinking, while we was dotting these rings, What do you reckon to Gilbert?
Gilbert?
Why not?
Sounds like you'd have to wear a spotty bow tie all the time.
Mm, all right. Duncan?
No.
Dolly, if it's a girl?
No.
You know, your granddad would love Joseph. Or Josephine for a girl.
No, I'm not sure.
Robin? That'd do a boy or girl?
Oh, definitely not.
It's always difficult choosing.
Like I said, the hardest part so far has been talking Nick out of calling the baby Adele.
I quite like Adele.
Oh, she had her heart set on it, but... Well, in the end, she's seen sense.
I suppose you're right, William.
I know I am.
I mean, it'd be very confusing. We'd never know if you were talking about your baby or my ferry.
Come through, Mrs. Bellamy.
Guy, darling, how long have you known me?
Sorry, Lillian. Do sit down.
Thanks.
Can I get you anything? Cup of tea, coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm creating enough bother as it is.
Not at all. I'm always happy to make time for Umside. Now, what's worrying you?
This is where the remarking starts.
Well, these six bays, huh?
Of course, they'll be completely out of service all day.
Well, that's why we're using the spaces by the health club.
But what about guests arriving? It won't make a good first impression.
No, I suppose not. Lugging their cases up here.
Well, on the other hand, if we have some temporary bays down this side of the building...
Mm.
Well, obviously, we'd need clear signage and perhaps some cones.
Yes, but what about access to the kitchen?
Ah, yes.
I mean, if you put cars there, the vans will never get through.
No, well, I've already asked Ian. He's only expecting deliveries from the butchers and Bridge Farm on Thursday.
Well, they still need access.
Which will be quite straightforward if they turn in by the health club.
Oh, I see, yes.
Rather than the usual entrance.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, we'd have to...
Warn them what's happening. Mm. Yes, I'm happy to do that.
Well, then, you found the perfect solution, Linda.
Thank you. Did take a little puzzling over. And while we're thinking about parking...
Yeah?
Perhaps we could look at the health club as well.
Well, I know there have been a few grumbles. It's all the off-roaders.
Well, angled bays might help considerably.
Yeah, that's a thought.
We'd lose a space or two, but we'd have much better clearance.
I'll run it past Caroline when she's feeling a little better.
Well, it's only a suggestion.
Yeah, good one, though. Actually, you all right if I nip back now to see how she's doing?
Oh, please do, and give her my regards again.
Thanks. I'll be half an hour at most.
Take as long as you like. I've got everything in hand.
Thanks, Linda. Oh, afternoon, Will. Good afternoon.
Oh, dear. William!
All right, Linda?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you don't know if Brian's here, do you? Or Martin Gibson?
I believe Martin's in the bistro.
Right. Best not keep him waiting.
You're proposing to go in like that, are you?
Yeah. I've come straight from work.
Well, that's quite clear from your clothes, especially your boots.
Oh, I'll give them a kick down before I go in.
Or perhaps you could go in the side entrance.
I don't normally.
I'm not asking on my own account, William.
Well, it's only a bit of dust.
But some of our clients can be very particular about appearances. So, if you don't mind, that way would be better.
It's all been drawn and mapped cars.
He's taken even more out.
It couldn't be lost or stolen?
No.
You are in touch with him?
It's Matt, all right. After he swore he was using his own money.
Ah.
He's bleeding the account dry. He must think I'm a complete fool. Well, I'm not having it. I want it stopped. Both accounts.
Oh.
I can do that, can't I? Cut off his access as a third-party user.
Well, yes. If you're sure, Lillian.
Oh, I am. How dare he?
I would need that instruction in writing.
Oh, would you?
Yes.
Well, then, hand me a piece of paper.
They can go straight in the freezer, Helen.
Okay.
I put them down here.
I'm amazed at how much ice cream you get through at Jack's.
Oh, well, half of it's not with meals, it's the cocktails.
Oh?
Have you never tried our frozen key lime?
Sounds good, Fallon.
Oh, it is better than good. You'll have to see for yourself.
Yeah, well, sometime when I'm not making deliveries.
I was expecting Tom to bring these.
There's been a sudden shrink wrap crisis.
Oh, no.
The sausages must get through. And I finished at lunchtime, so, well, you got me.
Oh, right. Now, so, did I hear right? Brenda's new bloke's an architect.
Yeah, junior architect.
Yeah, all the same.
I know. Right, you've got two blueberries instead of hazelnut.
Balancing up from last time?
Yep. She says he's gorgeous.
Oh, any photos?
Not of him. Oh, she sent Kirsty a few shots of St. Petersburg.
I'd love to go there one day.
The buildings look wonderful.
Yeah. It's meant to be amazing.
It's one of her outside the Hermitage at night. It is so beautiful.
Oh.
A couple of the cathedral and the river.
Lucky old Brenda.
Oh, I know.
Now, what's Tom's take on it all?
I haven't told him.
Yeah, it's probably best not to.
He's definitely on his way back after the breakup, but...
Yeah, it's still weird when you hear an ex is with someone new.
Yeah, it's quite quick. She'd been with him for so long.
Yeah, but you can't control these things, can you?
No.
I mean, if it's the right person, you just fall for him. Whatever the circumstances.
Yeah.
Right, that's one tray. Do you want to take it back with you?
Yeah, I might as well.
I think there are a couple more from last time.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
I love the blueberry.
Oh, so do I. So, what's happening with the big romance in your family?
Oh, they are buzzing.
It's such good news.
Yeah, me and Reese went over for tea yesterday. Mum wouldn't stop going on about her engagement ring.
Well, she's got one already.
No, planning what she's going to get. They're choosing tomorrow.
All right.
But you can imagine what she's like when there's a chance of fresh bling.
Yes, I think I can.
She was winding Kenan right up.
Lillian said they hadn't chosen a date yet?
No, not yet.
She was in such a funny mood last night, Lillian.
Mum said there's a problem with the paper mill.
Yeah, that's part of it, but... Sure, there's something else going on.
It can't help Matt still being away.
No.
Are they still all right?
As far as I know.
Seems a bit odd, spending so much time apart.
Yeah, well, it's all business related.
What, this long? Yeah, I can't see if Reese goes off without me for a couple of days.
Aww.
He might decide that he likes it too much. And Mum and Kenton hate spending time apart.
Yeah, well, they're lucky. They're really well suited.
Yeah.
It's much harder when... someone's stuck in the wrong relationship, and you can see it, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure Matt and Lillian will work things out themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, please, Kathy.
Oh, do I have to?
Go on. The clubhouse will look much more welcoming with a friendly face outside.
Oh, all right. Where do you want me?
Over by the door, next to the sign. Yeah, that's it. And one more. Perfect. There, do you want to see?
Oh, not really, Rob. I get depressed looking at myself these days.
No, you've come out very well. There you are.
Oh, could be worse, I suppose.
I'm trying to get as many local faces and sights into the welcome pack as possible.
For the staff at the dairy?
Yes. Most of them are going to be a long, long way from home. We want to show them that Ambridge is a good place to live.
It'd be nice if a few of them are keen golfers.
Well, you never know.
We could certainly do with the business.
Afternoon, Cathy.
Oh, hello.
I want to take a couple of the driving range as well. That's all right, isn't it?
Well, it's fine by me, but Mr. Gibson here's the committee man.
What's that?
Have you met?
Oh, yes.
I've given a couple of presentations to the BL board.
The committee won't mind Rob taking some shots of the range, will they?
For the welcome pack when our staff come?
Oh, please, go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
As long as you don't distract the members.
No, it's literally only one or two shots. Well, I need to get home soon. I'll see you.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Lee's in the shop, Martin.
Oh, it's not Lee I'm after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you must have booked a lesson.
I'm not here for pleasure, Cathy. I've come to see you.
Oh.
Now that Toby's moved on, the committee's decided it's a good moment to reflect on our recent performance.
In what way?
Well, see if we're operating as effectively as possible in terms of membership, support for functions, that kind of thing.
Oh.
And since I wear two hats on the committee and the board of the company we lease from, I've been tasked with undertaking a review.
Oh, I hadn't realised.
I thought I'd start by having a little rummage around the clubhouse.
Right.
Maybe stick my nose in the kitchen for a minute, that kind of thing. Any objections?
No, of course not. Not at all. Hiya.
Oh, hello, Ellen.
I saw your car was here, so...
Do you know if I've got the right week? For recycling.
Oh, no, next week, isn't it?
I always get it wrong.
Well, I think it's next week.
I'm away so much, I keep losing track.
I've had one or two ideas.
Oh?
For your pack.
Oh, excellent.
You got me thinking, all the local places I take for granted, but which, you know, if you're a newcomer...
Oh, great.
That's if you need any new suggestions.
Oh, definitely. It's very kind of you.
You've probably thought of them already, but...
Well, look, why don't you come in? Fire away over a cup of tea?
Is that okay? I'm not disturbing you.
No, hardly. I'm just pointlessly moving a recycling bin backwards and forwards.
Well, I'll have to keep an eye on the time.
Sure.
I'm picking up Henry at 5:30.
Oh, well, if it's not convenient.
No, a quick cup of tea. That'd be nice.
Do you take ice in your scotch, Martin?
I do indeed.
Coming over.
You don't mind?
No.
Seem more sensible than staying in your office.
I'm quite happy to sit in the bar.
I always think it's the best place to take the club's pulse, though at the moment...
It'll fill up later.
Mm. Perhaps.
Well, it usually does. Did you have a look at the kitchen?
Yes.
And what did you think?
Oh, hard to comment when it's so quiet.
It's calmed down a lot since lunchtime.
From what I gather, it wasn't that busy then.
Oh. No first impressions on cleanliness, organisation?
Well, seemed reasonably shipshape.
Oh, we're very strict in there. We couldn't have a higher score on the door.
It might be a different matter with a higher volume of trade.
Sometimes we're very busy.
Not as busy as we used to be.
No. There has been something of a drop-off, I realise that.
Quite a considerable one.
It's been difficult the last year or two.
Hmm.
Did you see everything you wanted in the office?
Oh, no. Far from it.
You didn't?
That was only an initial recce, Cathy. Quick skim over the surface.
Oh.
I need to burrow a great deal deeper before I start addressing the committee's concerns properly.
Well, what else do you want to know, Martin?
Pretty much everything there is to know about running the club.
I've tried to give you some idea.
I mean in depth. I want to get to grips with the nuts and bolts. Your ordering system. The average shelf life of stock.
I see.
Volume of sales, attendances at social functions, that kind of thing.
I'm happy to dig out whatever you need.
One thing's already set the alarm bells ringing.
What's that?
I didn't have to wait getting a drink before. That's never a good sign.
It's always quiet around this time.
Steve said it's been like a graveyard all day.
Not that bad.
By the way, I'll keep the tab running till I finish the whole review.
Oh, right.
I'm perfectly happy to settle it myself, but the committee may well deem it expenses. We'll just have to wait and see.
I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah, well, it could take a little while. I won't rest till I've pinned down exactly why we've had such a fall in revenues.
Well, we're very dependent on weather, who's coming to play. Lots of reasons, really.
Oh, rest assured, Cathy. I'm taking a 360 view of the whole problem, all our sporting and social failures.
Oh, I wouldn't say we're failing.
Well, perhaps underachieving is better.
Oh, well.
But let's not prejudge the outcome. I'm going to set up a series of formal meetings with all the senior staff to see what the truth is.
Formal meetings?
We need to take this seriously.
Well, I am.
Now, I want to discuss the shop, coaching and tournaments with Lee, course maintenance with Bob on behalf of his team, bar and catering with you.
What else do you need to know from me?
Year-on-year figures. Going back to at least 2010 on everything that happens within these four walls.
Well, that'll take some pulling together.
I appreciate that.
You don't think the committee's overreacting a little?
No, I don't.
Given the way the economy's been. Well, it's not just us. The whole leisure industry suffers when money's tight.
Cathy, When the going gets tough, I wake up and ask questions. This club needs to do the same.
Right.
So, if it's convenient, I'd like you to have everything ready for me by next Monday morning. I wouldn't mind another scotch.
Oh, no wonder it's not boiling. I hadn't switched it on. Or would you rather have a cold drink?
No, tea'll be fine.
I think that's a really good idea.
I don't know if you've been out there already.
No, I've seen signs to it on the edge of the country park, but I've never gone out there.
And it isn't just Arkwright Hall.
There's a lake as well, isn't there?
With a nature reserve around it.
Well, it's just the sort of thing for the pack.
It's rapidly becoming Henry's favourite place.
Is it?
Not for the wildlife, I'm afraid. He loves walking past the reeds and dreaming up all sorts of monsters lurking in them.
Good lad.
He loves going in the bird-watching hide too, although we stay away if anyone's already in there. He's a bit lively for that.
I remember my dad taking me bird-watching when I was little.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to love those afternoons. Just him and me. I must get back into it sometime.
Well, you'd be very welcome to join us there one day. The reed beds look beautiful when the sun's behind them. You get some great photos.
Well, you've definitely persuaded me, Helen. I will go there at some point.
Well, you might be going on Saturday. I don't suppose that's any use.
No.
You're away again?
No, Jess is coming up this weekend.
Oh.
It's her first look at Ambridge.
Gosh, I wonder what she'll make of us.
Yeah, so I can't make too many plans.
It must be a relief, not having to drive down to Hampshire for once.
Yes.
Perhaps we'll... it'd be nice to meet her.
Well, as I say, I don't know what we're doing yet, but, yes, if the chance comes up, now then.
Actually, I probably am cutting it too fine. Mm. I promised Sarah I'd pick Henry up before 5:30.
Oh, yes, well, it is getting on.
But thanks for the offer anyway.
Well, thanks for Arkwright Hall.
Right, I'll,
Yes.
But I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You and Jess.
Right, I'm back in action.
Oh! I didn't expect to see you again this afternoon, Mrs. Bellamy.
Yes, well, I only went for 40 winks.
Yes. Quite some time ago. I assumed you'd fallen into a deep sleep.
Hardly. But apologies if it's made life difficult, Anthea.
Not at all.
I simply had to shut my eyes for a few minutes.
Quite.
Wasn't doing any good in here. I couldn't think straight.
No.
I had such a terrible night. No sleep at all. I could not stop worrying.
Then you were wise to have a lie down. And I managed to get a lot done while it was peaceful.
Such as?
Organising a plumber for number 14 Tilbury Street.
And when's he going?
He's there now.
Larry?
Yes.
Larry's gone straight over. He didn't try to fob you off.
We had a brief exchange about his schedule, but then we agreed Tilbury Street is the priority.
Well done, Anthea.
I've also arranged 3 quotes for redecoration for the flat with a firm commitment on dates. Drafted an advert for the lettings columns.
Well, I was going to do that, but I mean, if you've already
done... It still needs your approval.
Let's see.
And I spoke to Bernard Whistler about the paper mill.
You rang him?
No, he called us with the asbestos results.
What? Oh, why didn't you wake me?
By your own admission, Mrs. Bellamy, your behaviour was a little erratic this morning.
It's one of the things I was worrying about.
Would you like to hear what he said, then?
Sorry they're late, Kenton.
What's that, mate?
Your bangers. We had a shrink-wrap catastrophe.
Oh.
But it's all good now.
Afternoon.
Hiya, Jolene. Does one of you want to check and sign for them?
Oh, no, Reese will do that.
He's in the Plowman's.
Oh, OK.
Never hold up a woman in search of an engagement ring, Tom.
Right.
See you.
Catch you later.
Yep, bye. Happy hunting.
If it's
only white asbestos. Why can't they get rid of it at once?
They have to follow set procedure, Mrs. Bellamy.
Which is?
First, there's a survey.
A survey?
The specialists need to know how much material they're dealing with and precisely where it is in the building.
And we can't resume any structural work at all till they've done it.
No.
Well, how long's that going to take, Anthea?
It very much depends on how much asbestos they find. Bernard assured me Felpisham Environmental will start tomorrow and hope to be done within the day.
Well, why not this afternoon?
That wasn't an option.
But you should have woken me up to deal with it.
Bernard says it's perfectly standard.
And not when I've got Mitten Rice Holdings breathing down my neck and the rest of the consortium.
It was clear there was no advantage to be gained by waking you, so I let you sleep on.
I'm meant to be giving a progress report this week. How can I do that when there's no blessed progress?
Get me to the church. Get me to the church. For God's sake, get me to the church on time.
Oh, slow down, Kenton.
Sorry. You don't actually want to get married in church, do you?
No way.
Oh, that's a relief.
No, I want a simple ceremony, but a massive party afterwards.
Oh, yes.
People keep asking when it's happening.
What do you reckon? Soonish?
Well, suits me.
Yeah, I can't see any point in hanging about.
Me neither.
Has anyone fainted yet?
Hmm?
When you've told them?
Frida pulled quite a face.
Oh, yeah.
Said we deserved each other.
Oh, dear.
I'm hoping it's a compliment.
Well, I've heard lots of nice things on my side.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Joe Grundy nearly bought me a pint.
Nearly? Why didn't he actually get you one?
Oh, he only had enough money for some baccy. Oh. Otherwise, he would have been happy to treat me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not to forget his good intentions.
Oh, crafty old so-and-so. Yeah.
Says he's looking forward to a proper knees-up.
Oh, quite right. We got a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, well, we have.
Oh, did you see the pics in the paper of the baby?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Cute little thing, isn't he? Yeah. He's perfected that royal wave already. I wonder what his great-grandma thinks.
Oh, I was welling up when I saw him on telly last night.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, lucky baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
No, I mean, apart from who he is, I just think Kate and William will make a smashing mum and dad.
Oh, yeah, they'll be great.
Wait, Kenton, can't you overtake this slow coach?
Hey, hey, don't worry. They won't sell out of engagement rings before we get there.
Sorry, Rob. Am I late?
Oh, no, no.
I had a real backlog to deliver.
Oh, it's fine.
We had a massive problem wrapping the sausages yesterday.
I've only been here 2 minutes.
We've caught up now, but it took longer than I thought.
Don't worry, Tom. You're doing me a big favour.
Oh, no.
No, you are. I've no idea of the best places to go in the reserve.
Well, it's not that big.
Well, all the same, when you don't know it. And it'll be useful having someone in shot.
Ah, I haven't got to pretend I'm a twitcher, have I?
Not if we can find some real ones.
That'd be better. The only time I normally come to Arkwright is for a run during nets.
Oh, yeah, you won on Saturday, didn't you?
Oh, just about. Little Croxley fell 3 short, and only because Barry took a fluky catch.
Oh, a win's a win.
I felt so unfit in the field. Shall we go in?
No, lead on.
Right, well, if we head to the hide first.
Well, whatever you think.
So, partly I'm here for the exercise, and partly on business, to find out about your friend in Montreal.
Marc Antoine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, French-Canadian.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
What does he sell?
He started with 2 or 3 cured meats.
From his own livestock?
Oh, no. He's always been a processor, not a producer, but he's fanatical about sourcing.
That's key.
Yeah, now he markets the whole deli range and is doing very well on it.
I really hope I can push on like that.
Any more news from Bellingham's?
I rang this morning. The second batch isn't going as fast as the first.
How big a difference?
Not massive. How about a photo here?
Yeah, it's quite atmospheric.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sand martin, isn't it?
Or a house martin.
No white rump, band under the throat.
Oh, you're right.
You said you weren't a twitcher.
Well, you can't grow up in Ambridge and not know the difference.
So, they're still selling?
Oh, yes. Shafiq says the numbers aren't disastrous.
Well, that's all you can ask for in your second week.
I don't want to lose the momentum from the launch.
Yeah, that won't happen.
I'd be much happier if sales were still climbing.
That'll do for a start. Yeah, as long as you haven't nosedived.
Oh, no, no. We haven't done that.
Well, then perhaps you should think about increasing production.
Oh, already?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you about Marc Antoine. Shall we...
Sure.
Yeah, he says what nearly killed his business in the early days wasn't thinking too big, but too small.
Yeah?
He was like you, just getting himself established. And then one of the chains went crazy over his pastrami. Trebled their order overnight.
Wow, that'd be brilliant.
Except he was so boxed in by his suppliers, he couldn't get enough on stream for 2 months. By then, a competitor had completely cut him out.
Oh, so frustrating.
Yeah, so maybe you need to boost production now.
I can't, really.
Why not?
I don't want a load of unsold stock piling up.
You got a frozen product, Tom, with a nice long shelf life. Where's the risk?
Maybe. I'll chew it over.
Oh, that's better. Seeing it in the light.
What do you think?
Beautiful cut, isn't it?
Hmm.
It's not too deep, not too shallow.
It's very sparkly.
I can't see any marks or flaws.
Suppose we ought to whack it under the magnifier again just to make sure.
Why bother? If you can't spot it with the naked eye, it ain't important.
Fair enough.
And there's no real colour to it.
Is that good or bad?
It's good. Especially for such a reasonable price.
Hey, money doesn't matter, Jolene.
Unless we ever want to eat again.
No, don't worry about the cost. I'll see to it.
Yeah, this is pricey enough, thank you. Oh, I love how it's set.
It could be a contender, then?
No.
Uh-huh.
This is the one.
You want to buy it?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. It's gorgeous. It's my size.
You don't want to, well...
What?
Not do the normal female thing?
Which is?
Traipse around another 5 shops, then come back here to buy this one anyway.
No. I've made up my mind. So why mess around?
Oh, Jolene, you really are my perfect woman.
That was good timing.
Finding Jim and Christine?
Yeah, it saved you from having to scan the reed beds with imaginary binoculars.
Yeah. I'll have to see this welcome pack when it's finished.
Oh, I'll email you a copy, Tom.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
Of all the places I've seen, this could well be my favourite.
You said Helen suggested it?
Yes.
I'm surprised she didn't want to show you around herself.
Yeah, but, well, you know...
She comes here a lot with Henry.
Yes, well, I can see why she likes it. It's absolutely beautiful. So peaceful.
The last time they were here, he came back soaked up to his thighs.
Now that's a distinctive song. Mm. Some kind of warbler?
Sedge or reed. We've had one or two by the lagoons this year.
Yeah, I imagine he can be quite a handful.
Henry? Oh, totally. He was chasing a butterfly and slipped in the mud and didn't bother him in the slightest.
He was like that when I saw him take a tumble in the playground.
He hardly ever cries. Unless, of course, you say he can't have another piece of cake.
I really admire your sister for having him by herself. Can't have been easy.
No. Mum and Dad were dead against it.
Were they?
But you should see them with him now. But when Helen first... Well...
Such a big decision, going it alone.
Once she decided that's what she wanted, nothing was going to stop her. I had my doubts as well, but it's all worked out. She's much happier now than she used to be.
It's nice to see children being valued that way. It can be so hard making space for them, even when there are two of you.
Yeah.
If you've both got demanding jobs, it doesn't leave much time for anything else.
It can be a deal-breaker, Rob.
Sometimes I think my parents had it a lot easier. In their day, there was a much clearer division of responsibility.
Things have changed a lot since then.
Oh, I'm not saying we should go back to the Dark Ages, but, well, it does bother me.
What?
Well, that people find it so hard committing. They won't accept you have to make compromises if you want a family, especially with your job. You can't have everything.
Helen's done pretty well.
Oh, yes.
Okay, she gets a lot of support from Mum and Dad, and not everyone gets that.
No.
But all the same, I mean, she runs the shop, makes and markets a range of cheeses, and she's still a damn good mum to Henry.
Yes. Yeah, that's what's so impressive about her. Go on, girl. In you go. In you go. Go on. Go on.
That's it.
It is quite a limp, Ruth.
And she's not keen on having it looked at.
No.
That's why I want her in here.
Right, well, let's get the belly strap up.
Did they win anything, David?
At the vintners, do? No.
Oh, Elizabeth must have been disappointed.
Well, she said she wasn't. Let's get the hoof up. But you don't go to an award ceremony without some hopes.
Last year was so tough for English wines.
Well, she said the judges were very complimentary about Chateau Loxley. And she picked up some good orders.
Oh, that's something.
Yep.
Now, let's see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Plenty of dead horn to cut back.
And how's Aidan?
He's fine, Mum's fine.
Yeah, good. Good. Now, Meriel, the reason I called...
But I'm terrible.
Oh, what's wrong?
Today's been awful. Really awful, Dad.
Oh, gosh. Why?
Miss Palmer threw a real hissy at me. For no reason. No reason at all. Are you outside?
Yeah, in the beer garden. It's a beautiful morning.
Don't forget to put on your sunnies.
So, what had you done wrong?
Nothing. Not what she thought, anyway. But she went on and on at me, even after the end of the lesson.
What about?
You know the water cycle?
A
hydrologic cycle, really.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing evaporation and transpiration, and Brendan Falkirk flicked a sponge at Ypres,
right.
And it splashed at me by mistake. So I called him a name, but Ruby thought I was saying it to her.
Uh-huh.
So she told Miss, and Miss Palmer went as mad as a meat ex. And I said, well...
Yeah, Mary, did anyone actually die during this incident?
No.
And you haven't lost an arm or a leg?
No, though I gave Brendan a good kick afterwards.
Right, well, if Honor's been satisfied, can I interrupt with a tiny little piece of news before we get back to the water cycle outrage?
Go on, Dad.
Okay, now, I hope this won't come as too much of a shock, but you know how close Jolene and I have become over the last year or two?
Yeah.
Well, recently we decided we want to move things on.
How?
We're going to get married. Meriel?
O-M-G. That's awesome!
Alistair was holding an inquest with the team when I got there.
Oh, of course. It was Nets last night, wasn't it?
I mean, he had a point. They haven't been doing that well the last few games.
They won on Saturday, didn't they?
Only just. Calm down.
Not much more to go.
The little Cruxley skipper was playing beautifully. 3 to get off 6 deliveries.
David, you're overestimating my interest in cricket.
He hammered the ball to point, and a foot either way, it was 4. But Barry just doubled over and trapped it by mistake.
You could have stayed longer if you'd wanted last night.
Nah, only fancied a quick pint. And I didn't want to intrude on private grief.
What?
I ran into Jazza in the bull. I can't get over him knowing a real clan chief.
All right, girl. We're nearly done.
Rob Titchener was there as well. Face like a wet weekend.
Don't suppose he can have that much to do until his herd gets here.
Well, I guess he's missing his wife as well.
That's it.
Do we need to put a block on?
I don't think so. There's a tiny crack in the claw, but no infection.
Clean and wrap it?
Yeah. Can you...
Yeah, sure.
We'll see what she's like in a day or two.
Here you are. Pip had done some hoof pairing before she rang.
I wonder if she's looking forward to coming back.
She'd have been useful helping with trailer duty this afternoon. But working away has been good for her.
We'll have to get used to it once she starts her placement.
Yeah. Well, she can't be missing us too badly. She's going straight over to Spencer's when she gets back.
Hold still.
Says she'll be there all weekend.
That's not surprising.
If we're nearly done, I'll get off to Pennyhassett.
To pick Ben up.
I can be there and back before Adam gets here. Are you ready to let her go?
Please. I've just got time for a last check round Rickyard before the Watsons arrive.
And then the real slog starts. Harvest.
What flavour?
What?
What flavour crisps?
Does it matter?
I need to know, Dad.
Well, Jolene brought up a selection. Cheese and onion, ready salted...
There's a packet that burst when you pashed.
Pashed?
Snogged each other.
Oh, smoky bacon.
You're certain?
Yeah, I had to pick bits off my shirt afterwards. Why is it so important?
I want to get my facts straight when I tell people how my mad dad proposes.
Yeah, well, don't major on the crisps, eh? I mean, it was very romantic otherwise.
Oh, did everyone cheer?
No.
Why not? You said the music had stopped.
Well, only one person heard the actual proposal, but then he told everyone else, so we kept being congratulated for the rest of the night.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
Well, you're going to be here for the wedding, aren't you? Well, that's even better.
It's going to be great, Dad.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Hey, we couldn't do it without you.
You are okay about paying for me to fly over?
Oh, yeah, of course. I wouldn't have said it otherwise.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. As soon as we're done, I'm going to phone Ipa and tell her everything.
Isn't it getting a bit late at your end?
It doesn't matter. I've got to tell her tonight. This is epic.
Now, we haven't decided on a date yet.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, sweetheart. Lillian?
Oh, morning, Kenton.
Yeah, Jolene's in the kitchen. She's expecting you.
Thanks.
Meryl?
Yeah?
We're not sure when it'll be yet, but sometime soon.
Hey, can I be a bridesmaid?
A bridesmaid?
Oh, please, Dad, go on.
Of course, that was going to be my very next question.
Oh, Aoife is going to swell up and burst when she hears this.
Well, I hope not.
And, Dad, will you tell Jolene my favourite colour's purple?
Purple?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be perfect for my bridesmaid's dress.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous? The way it catches the light.
As soon as I saw it, I knew it was the one.
Turn it this way, Jolene.
Kenton was amazed.
Oh, it's beautiful.
He thought we'd spend ages traipsing around Borchester.
What, you bought it in the first jewellers you went to?
Yeah. I had a really good look at the website first.
Oh.
So I was pretty sure they got what I wanted.
Didn't tell Kenton that, though.
Why spoil the illusion?
Quite.
And until you've actually tried it on, anyway.
Oh, he was so impressed. I made up my mind so quickly.
I'm not surprised. It is absolutely beautiful.
Best engagement ring I've ever had.
Well, let's hope that's an omen. Well worth coming over to see before work.
Oh, it is early for you, isn't it?
Well, I've got that sort of day. At least you've given it a bright start.
Still no further on with that asbestos?
Well, I've had a call about it already. It's going to take a full week to get out.
So everything else is still on hold till it's done?
Unfortunately.
Oh.
They're not even starting till Monday. More time wasted, more money down the drain.
But at least then it's done.
Till the next problem pops up.
Well, you're bound to get some itches with such a big job.
I wish Nils Loxteth would realise that.
Nils who?
The CEO of Mittenrise Holdings, one of our partners in the consortium.
You haven't mentioned him before.
No, well, he'd much rather Matt was round to deal with Gilbert's Cross. Keeps ringing up to check I'm not making a mess of it. As though the asbestos is my fault.
Oh, forget about him.
Truth is... Oh, everything's much harder without Matt. It's driving me crazy.
Have you heard anything?
He rang me on Tuesday.
Is he still in Russia?
Yeah.
How is he?
Not good. Well, at least I don't think he is. I don't know. We had a row.
Oh.
Short but horrible. And I've tried ringing back a few times since. I keep leaving messages. I said I'm sorry, but he's not picking up. Jillian, I'm so worried about him.
What was it about?
Well, you know, I said there was a problem with our business account.
Uh-huh.
Well, the long and short of it, it was Matt. He told me one thing and then... Well, I was very angry with him. I cut off his access to the money.
But he can still cope out there.
Well, that's just it. I don't know. Maybe not.
Was it such a good idea then?
I was furious with him, but I only wanted him to ring and explain what he's up to. And when he did call, if he just told me what the money was for, but he wouldn't. He started being all high and mighty and... Well, that's not the right way to win me around.
No.
So I ended up putting the phone down and I haven't heard from him since. I'm having nightmares.
Yeah, you must be.
I mean, what if he's stranded out there? No money, no one to turn to. I shouldn't have done it.
Well, Tell the bank you've changed your mind.
But it's not as simple as that. It's not just a click of a mouse.
No?
They'd have to issue a new card, and then I've got to get it couriered to St. Petersburg.
Oh, what a palaver.
Yeah, it's the only way to do it, apparently. I've spent the last two nights wide awake, willing him to pick up the phone, wondering if I should just go ahead anyway.
Any coffee on the go?
Oh, I don't reckon you got much choice. Yeah, I was about to put the kettle on, darling.
Well, I'll do it. Lillian, you having a cup?
No, thanks.
Reasonable rates, we'll even throw in a biscuit.
No, I've got to open the office on time or Anthea will give me one of her looks. Quite terrifying.
Oh, you don't want that.
Thanks for listening, Jolene.
Yeah, happy to.
So, what's the verdict?
Hmm?
On the Koh-i-Noor diamond.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Did she tell you how quickly she chose it?
Yeah, amazing. No, don't get up, Jolene.
Yeah, ring me later if you want to. Mm-hmm.
You sure about the coffee?
No, I don't risk the evil eye. Bye.
See you, Lillian.
Yeah, bye. Oh, she liked it, then.
She thinks it's great.
Excellent. And while we're focusing on matters matrimonial, what are your thoughts on bridesmaids?
Oh, well, I haven't really thought about it.
Well, Meriel has.
Ah.
And judging from her excitement, possibly from the moment of conception.
And she wants to be a bridesmaid?
And I've promised that she can be.
You promised?
Well, you know, I had to.
Kenton.
What if she was so excited? I mean, Attila the Hun couldn't have said no.
Okay, then.
Sure you don't mind?
No. I hadn't been planning on having any, but if that's what she wants, let's go for it.
Oh, you're an angel.
We established that when I agreed to marry you.
And while we're on the subject, how do you feel about purple?
Purple?
For the bridesmaids' dresses.
Don't push it, Kenton.
I was really hoping you'd answer this time, Matt. You know I'm sorry I hung up on you. I really am. But if you just tell me why you... Well, never mind. I've been worrying myself sick ever since, imagining you without enough cash for a meal. I've had all sorts of horrible worries. So I'm going to send you a new card, but I can't till I know where you're staying. The sooner you let me know, the sooner you can have it, and the sooner I can stop worrying. All right? So please, Matt, pick up the phone. Call me.
That's an interesting mix, Rob.
And a date flapjack.
I hope you're going to cook Jess something more substantial as well.
Oh,
Nuts and raisins and energy bars don't make for a great supper.
Yeah, these are for the car, Helen. I'm driving down there tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, Jess can't make it.
Why? What happened?
Nothing. That's what's so infuriating. She simply won't give Ambridge a chance.
What are you doing?
Hmm? Oh, the plants are looking miserable.
Yeah, well, I'll see to them.
Oh, it's my job.
Not while you're ill.
The callow was really annoying me, Oliver. I've been lying here watching it get dustier and droopier all day.
Well, probably out of sympathy. Now, how about getting back into bed, eh?
Oh, do I have to?
Well, you still don't look very grand.
Bully.
Ah! Most refreshing, Caroline. I'll take the sprayer now. Thank you.
Oh, you finished early.
Oh, I'm going to pop back later for an hour or two.
Is it busy?
Never mind the hotel. I wanted to see what sort of afternoon you've had.
Oh, achy. Miserable.
Nothing on the telly?
No. Oh, is parking back to normal?
Yes, with minimal disruption, thanks to Linda.
And what about the Skegness couple?
The
ones taking the golf package.
Oh, the Brewsters. They arrived last night. Seem to have settled in.
They haven't been difficult about breakfast.
No?
He made such a point of wanting early starts when he rang up to book.
Well, I'm not aware of any problem. His wife was chatting quite happily to Linda earlier.
He's going to be a nitpicker. Oh, the hand dryer in the ladies by reception. Is it fixed yet?
Yes.
Already?
Ashley called the engineer yesterday. Linda chased him up this morning, and it's done.
He's not trying to charge again, is he?
No.
He can't have done it properly last time.
Linda made that quite clear.
Oh.
No call-out fee, no charge.
Oh, just as well. Oh, did you take a look at the health club loos while he was there?
Everything's been taken care of that needs taking care of.
Great, such a bad impression.
Lillian sends her regards.
Oh, that's nice of her.
And she didn't look particularly well. She had some real shadows under her eyes.
Oh. Where did you see her?
In the bistro. Now, before you get properly back into
bed... What's turnover been like in there?
I'll tell you all about it once I've put some more calamine lotion on your back.
Oh, simply one treat after another when you're ill.
I'm being such a nuisance.
No, you're not. Sit down.
I didn't mean you to stop work.
Due a break anyway. Sorry it's so cramped in here.
Oh, an office is an office. But I won't stay long.
It's fine. Annie will call me through if there's a rush.
Thanks. You're right, though. It's probably better than setting off angry.
It's the last thing you need in Friday night traffic.
Apart from anything else, I'm annoyed she left it so late to ring.
When was it?
Well, about an hour ago. I'd finished early. I was smartening up the house, putting some flowers out.
And she can't get away?
Dennis has got the chiropodist coming tomorrow.
Dennis is her father?
Yes. According to Jess, he still gets anxious when people come to the house.
So it is difficult for her to get away?
Well, her mum's there, for goodness sake.
If he isn't comfortable with strangers...
No, it's not him. Dennis likes people coming round. She's just being impossible.
Why?
I don't know. She just is. Every time I want her to come up... Oh, perhaps it's my fault. I made a big mistake early on. I told Jess Ambridge is perfect.
That's a bad thing.
Well, she must think so, but I meant it. The job's fantastic. It's a beautiful area. I can't think of a better place for us to start over.
Oh?
Well, it'd be fair to say it hasn't all been plain sailing recently.
Ah.
I only wanted her to have a look round. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
So will you move down to Hampshire?
Maybe. I don't know.
If it makes it easier with her father...
Oh, that's not the real issue. I gave up an awful lot in Quebec to come back with her. But Dennis was ill, so no question we had to up sticks. But now he's much better. He can look after himself again.
Perhaps she can't see that yet.
Perhaps she doesn't want to. If an emergency does crop up, we'd go straight down. Of course he would. But we can't plan the rest of our lives around it. He doesn't want us to.
He's said that?
Well, Jess makes out he's so clingy, but he's not. Marriages are meant to be about give and take, aren't they?
I think that's how most relationships work.
Being in at the start of a new dairy, having real input, it's everything I want in a job, in the ideal setting, but... I'm talking to the wrong person, aren't I?
Well...
I need to be saying this to Jess.
Sometimes it helps, going through it with someone else first.
Do you know, I think it has. Well, at least I won't go shooting my mouth off as soon as I get down there. I'll wait for the right moment over the weekend. See if we can talk it through rationally for once.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to go.
Yes. Thanks, Helen. There's no one else in Ambridge I could have... Well, I can't talk to Brian like this.
No.
Thanks for letting me sound off. You've been a real friend.
Well, I was pleased I could help.
Well, I better get going.
Yep, you can go through the shop or out the back way if you turn left on the corridor.
Oh, you're staying in here?
Yeah, for a minute. I want to check some invoices.
Right. Well, see you then, and thanks again.
Bye. Hope it goes okay.
You got everything ready for Monday?
More or less, Pat. But it's so irritating. He's got all the figures he needs already from the committee. So why is he asking me to run round?
Because he can, Cathy. I can remember from when we were tenants. Martin Gibson likes throwing his weight about.
Well, he's been doing that all week. Well, not so much with Lee. They get on quite well.
Can you pass me another tray?
Bob's sick of the sight of him. So am I.
Thanks.
The peppers look nice.
Oh, they were late coming on, but they've made up for it since.
He seems to be there every time I stick my head out. Always with a glass in his hand, on expenses.
You've just got to smile politely, make him feel important and get through the meeting. Then it'll be over.
Oh, I do hope so. He keeps saying he doesn't want a scapegoat.
For what?
The drop in income.
Oh.
Yeah. We've weathered the downturn fairly well.
Well, if I'm honest, Toby did let some things slide.
Such as?
He wasn't very proactive marketing the club. And some of our socials were badly focused.
You're afraid Martin will blame you?
He might do. Or some of my team.
Well, you've always said they're good.
They are. Loyal and hard-working. But he'll want something to tell the committee, won't he?
Don't worry too much. He can be quite pompous, but he's got a shrewd head on his shoulders.
It's a pity he hasn't got any people skills to go with it. Because I don't think he's going to be much use without those.
And here's dessert.
Oh.
Sorry, Oliver.
Was it the sauce?
No.
Too much pepper?
No, not at all. Very nicely cooked and presented.
You've hardly touched it.
Oh, I can't get used to eating in bed. Perhaps I have tired myself out a little.
Yeah, I thought so, wandering around pestering the plants. Well, you won't want the crème brûlée, then?
Oh, don't be silly. I stopped my own funeral for a crème brûlée.
Well, if I move that over...
Ooh, looks very nice.
Ian's handiwork, of course. But the brûlée is going to be mine.
Oh, we've bought a torch.
Well, he insists I do it properly.
Oh, I'm glad standards aren't slipping while I'm away.
Yeah, well, don't lean over, darling, or I'll set your hair on fire.
Oh, can I have a go?
No, this needs a steady, professional touch.
So, what else happened today?
I've told you everything you need to know about Grey Gables.
In general, have aliens landed on the green?
I don't believe so.
Has Gemma Hawkins danced three times naked round the village pond?
It'd be news if she hadn't. Oh, this is coming on rather well.
Something must be happening in Ambridge. I can't keep phoning Shula for gossip. She has to get some work done.
I saw Neil on my way home. He was quite chipper.
About what?
St. Stephen's is only 2,000 short of booking the organ repairer.
What? 2,000 off the full 30, whatever?
No. They're booking when they reach halfway. 18,000.
No.
You have to do it well in advance or you end up waiting forever.
Can I have my brûlée now?
In a moment. Just cooling down. They hope the next event in the village hall will get them closer. There we are.
Gosh, it looks wonderful.
Well, I should hope so.
Kathy's putting on a silent film night, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, this is very impressive.
Well, I do try, darling.
How's it being organised?
£15 a ticket?
I know it seems a lot.
Oh, it does, rather.
But they're selling quite well at the Bull and the Shop already. And children are only £7.
Yeah, but if you're taking the whole family...
You get a free drink... And we've got to make a profit on top of costs.
Oh, I know.
It's not bad for three shorts. A comedy, a romance and a thriller. With live piano accompaniment.
Well, who's playing?
Patrick, not Valda.
Well, that'll be all right then. Can I have the last tray, please?
Yeah. He's begun practising but can't decide which film star to be yet.
He's going to dress up?
We all are.
Oh, I hadn't realised. Who are you going to be?
Oh, I don't know. Not Charlie Chaplin. Hilary wants him. And Sabrina's keeping very quiet about her choice.
What are those two doing on the night?
They're serving the drinks. Oh, hiya. Hello, Henry.
He wants to hunt down some slugs.
Tony's idea.
Hello, Granny.
Hello, love.
Well, I'm glad someone's being useful. I only popped in for a gossip.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I should get off anyway.
Are you going to start at that end, Henry?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I might see you this afternoon, Helen. I called into Ambridge Organics.
Don't tread on the plants!
When was that?
A half four-ish. And you said you were having a break.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Chatting to someone in the office. Rob Titchener, was it?
Yeah. Henry, did you hear what Granny said?
Well, I'll let you get on with it. Good luck with the slugs, Henry. Bye.
Bye, Cathy.
Yep, see you.
You going to say goodbye, Henry?
Bye, Ron.
Oh, don't pick it up. Just point them out to me.
You were talking to Rob in the office?
Yeah.
That's unusual, isn't it? Letting someone through there?
Well, I happened to be having a break when he called in.
I see.
He wanted to thank me for some ideas I'd given him for his welcome pack.
Did he?
Henry, no.
Did he say anything about his wife? Is she any closer to finding work here?
I don't know and I don't care, Mum. It's none of my business.
Thank you.
Thank you.